everything, obviously. Yeah. How do you kind of desire that having looked like you had a little bit more life than you could just live?
Yeah, I felt really good. I decided to go from the stretch all game, just talking to Paul. He goes from the stretch the whole time, so I just felt more controlled and kind of driving down the mound, where the windup, maybe my momentum, my energy was kind of inconsistent. So I just try to be as consistent as possible and just attack guys. Murphy did a great job. We were on the same page pretty much the whole time, so that was good.
Mark mentioned that you might have had maybe a little more energy and maybe a little more of an aggressive attitude on the mound. A fair assessment?
Yeah, that's fair. I don't really show a lot of emotion, and after I think it was a strikeout to Marsh, and then a couple more strikeouts, I showed a little bit more emotion. The last couple outings weren't my best,
right.
So I just really wanted to go out there and show that I can still compete and know that, you know, I'll get knocked down, but I'm going to get up every single time. So I just wanted to show that, you know, I'm just staying aggressive, and I think going from the stretch helped me do that.
I wrote that, at least early, that I thought maybe the best pitch you made of the night was to Trout with first and second and two outs, mm-hmm. and you fell behind. One, is that a fair assessment? And two, what was that?
That's a fair assessment, especially with runners on.
Right.
I wanted to stay aggressive and not try to pitter-patter around the zone. One, because, you know, Otani's on deck, and you don't want to let Trout beat you. You don't want to let Otani beat you. So you want to stay on the corner, stay aggressive. You know they're going to swing, especially inside to Trout. So, again, that's the game plan that Murph and I had going into it, and we just wanted to stay on the attack.
I know you want to treat every hitter the same, but facing a lineup like that, is that any more, I don't know, fun to face guys like that?
Oh yeah, I mean it's a blast. I mean those guys are two or three of the best guys in the game, or they are, you know. So why wouldn't you want to go against the best? You know, that's what being a big leaguer is all about. It's what being major league is all about, and going out and competing and showing that, you know, you can hold your ground against these guys. That gives me a lot of confidence going forward, and I hope that it gives confidence in Cots and Emo as well.
Is it pretty, I mean, pitching out of the stretch, I mean, given how it worked for you today, that's something that you probably see yourself continuing to do?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm just going to fiddle around with it. It's just all about a momentum thing, and it's all about just being comfortable, especially with guys on base, just come and set in a different spot, and it's just about being comfortable so you can stay aggressive and stay present and, you know, just make each pitch.
The thought, though, is theoretically that you get a little more life on your fastball when you're out of the windup, correct? You figure that giving up a little bit of life is worth whatever you're gaining from pitching from the stretch?
Yeah, definitely. I think all guys kind of have more life coming out of the windup just because of the momentum aspect, right? But I think out of the stretch, if you get that same leg kick with no guys on, then it's pretty much the same. But being comfortable definitely overpowers momentum.
Thanks,
guys.